Welcome to Skip LaCour's More Than Just Muscles podcast. If you're dedicating your time, energy, and focus into building an awesome body, but the sacrifices that you're making just aren't producing all of the same great feelings they once did, then this podcast is for you. Or if the bodybuilding and training success that you've worked so hard to earn isn't providing all of the happiness you thought it would when you started on your journey, and you even think it might be getting in the way of your overall happiness in life, this podcast will offer you insight and perspective. This More Than Just Muscles podcast is specifically designed to help dedicated bodybuilding and fitness enthusiasts who find themselves asking, is this all there is, from time to time? No matter how great they physically look and feel, or how many people respect and admire what they've been able to accomplish with their bodies. Skip LaCour is a six-time national drug-free bodybuilding champion who has been a leader in the bodybuilding and fitness world for over 25 years. He is a success coach, speaker, and business owner. Skip helps ambitious men understand and execute effective leadership and influence skills so that they reach their goals in life with more clarity and confidence. This More Than Just Muscles podcast is jam-packed with simple and effective strategies and distinctions that will help you break out of your current way of thinking and take action so you can finally create a better overall quality of life. It will get you on the path toward more happiness and fulfillment and a new empowering identity that's significantly more meaningful than just having a great body.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this More Than Just Muscles podcast. I am Skip LaCour. This More Than Just Muscles podcast, it is me just being your buddy, your workout partner in life, so to speak, just your friend, helping you as you've dedicated so much of your life, so much of your thinking patterns, mastering, prioritizing, bodybuilding and fitness, your physical body and all the actions, the day-to-day actions that it takes to develop that physical body, and you've been rewarded for it. You've been rewarded for it because you look great, you feel great, you set out a plan, you executed the plan, you achieved it. So many people admire you for what you've been able to do. You feel great about what you've been able to do. You give that type of inspiration and maybe some instruction to other people how they can have this level of fitness and vitality and energy in their life too. What an amazing thing, right? It's just that maybe all that prioritizing, all that energy, that all that effort that you put into this area of your life, it's, you know, you're very appreciative. It's just that you want a little bit more now. And how do you go about doing that? That's what this More Than Just Muscles podcast is all about. It's all about embracing everything that you've accomplished, who you've been become. It's a lot of this is your identity now, right? And there's a lot of things for you to be proud of. And I want to make sure that I say that is I am never going to ever want to give up everything I've become. And all those great things that I felt with my bodybuilding and fitness, never, you know, I embrace it. It's just that, how do I build upon that instead of being so focused in that direction that I leave gaping holes in other areas of my life, right? And maybe you've realized, you know, look, whatever direction we go on life, you know, when we put our energy and effort in that particular area, if we are going to become the one out of 100, one of 1,000 to actually achieve all that, right? It takes superhuman effort to become that one out of 100 or one out of 1,000, however you see yourself. Of course, you're going to have to make sacrifices. Of course, you're not going to be able to focus on other areas of life. Now, I'll tell you, there's a lot of people in the grind with bodybuilding and fitness that want to deny that fact. No, that isn't true. I have this balanced life, and that's awesome, okay? But if you're listening to this podcast, you know, you've got to a certain point. You've got to a certain mountaintop or close to it when it comes to your fitness. You enjoy it. You love it. It's part of who you are. And you're at a point in your life of, well, how do I add more to it? You know, if you've been working out, if you're like me and a lot of people I work with currently through one-on-one coaching who have this same goal as you to balance out this life now that you're at such a level of fitness because you put so much time, energy, and investment of your time, energy, effort, and focus in becoming that fitness person. Now you want to balance it off. You know, it's not necessarily the easiest thing in the world to do. It takes a different mindset. You know, just because you're focused in one area of your life doesn't necessarily mean that it's easily transferable to any section of your life that you want. I'm not saying that you can't use that same skill set and all the organizing principles to the mindset actions to become successful in that other area of life, but it's not just automatically transferred. Okay, I mastered this, boom, I mastered that. There's a different way of thinking a lot of times, and it doesn't always come naturally. It takes time, it takes energy, it takes perspective for that to happen. And that's what this podcast is all about. How do we add to the quality of life? How do we embrace and hold on to our passion for bodybuilding and fitness and build upon our life? That's who this podcast is for. And I just want to be your friend, your buddy, someone who has been tackling that and has been, you know, successful balancing out my life. And still, I am still, you know, someone who continues to obviously stay in shape, work out almost 7 days a week if you include the hard cardio on the weekends, right? And I still write articles, and I still give to those my knowledge and experience over these 25 years when it comes to health, fitness, bodybuilding, even extreme things like contest preparation. I still am that force, that person who helps other people who want all that too. It's just, you know, getting to those other things that I had a challenge with. And so that's why I'm so passionate about that. I know that there's a lot of people like me. Like I said, I work with guys one-on-one who want to balance this all out too. So I know what it's like. And if you're listening to this, I want to believe that you're at that point in your life. Okay, this is great. And how do I get more? All right. I always like to say this too, is that who this podcast is not for. It is not for, you know, bodybuilding and training is everything. It's your identity. It's that place that you go to. You escape from your challenges in the world. I mean, this is your destiny. You're all in. You don't care about balance. This is who you are. You don't want what I'm saying right now. Not right now. Maybe later on. Because I want you to just go through your process, your journey. We all got to go through our own journey our own way, right? You won't be, you know, at the point to absorb all this. And really, if I do a good job of explaining my point of view and telling my story, then I'll just serve as a distraction for you. And you'll be looking for holes in my story, chinks in my armor, ways to discredit what I say so you can stay certain on that path that you're going. Right. And I don't, you know, there's no sense you listening to me if you just want to push aside everything that I have to say. Right. You don't need that energy. Just turn this podcast off because, look, I've been in your shoes. I know what it's like. You don't need this distraction if you've even made it this far. Right. If you're really focused, then you would have turned this off a long time ago. Hell, when you saw the title saying balanced life, you would have said, screw that. I don't need that. I'm doing just fine. So you wouldn't even got this far in the podcast, right? If you have gotten this far, maybe there's a part of you that says, maybe I do need this. Maybe I do need this. And I remember that point in time where I was all in with my bodybuilding and training and enjoying all the benefits, the tremendous benefits. Just do a Google search. You can see all the pictures, the images, the photo shoots, the articles, the contest wins and videos, right? I enjoyed all that. But towards the end, all right, how do I balance this all out? And I felt I was going through it all alone. And I'll tell you this, it wasn't just the last few years that I continued with my extreme dedication to bodybuilding and fitness, and there was a part of me thinking, okay, and what's going to happen when I get older? What's the exit plan? How do I evolve? And it wasn't just then. I went through this big transition afterwards that I really didn't expect. During those last few years when I started thinking ahead, I thought the minute I stopped, boom, I just go boom, boom, boom. You know, it's kind of like, you know, the old expression with the car stopping on a dime, like just because you put on the brakes, boom, how soon do you just stop, right? Well, you don't just create such tremendous momentum and focus and energy in one direction, and then one day you just stop, and then everything just stops, you change directions. No, you're going to skid, skid, skid. And that lingering skid after I want it to stop, that lasted a lot longer than I thought it was going to last. Now, this is just me. This is my experience. I'll say this in every single podcast. This is just my experience. This is just a guy getting up really early on Saturday mornings, just sharing his experience in an effort to help you. I've gone through these challenges. I want my pain to be your gain, but I want you to be a critical thinker, just like with anything you hear on the internet, right? I want you to say, this is true for me or this is not true for me. I don't want to challenge you. I want you to openly accept this, if this is what you're looking for, if this is what you're ready. But this is just my experience. And I guess I should add, this is my observation of hundreds of people. I've been in this bodybuilding and training industry, in this world, our little section, our little niche of the world, for a long time. I've seen a lot of people come and go, comparing stories afterwards. And you don't hear too much of that. You don't see when somebody dedicated their whole life and prioritized to whatever level, whether they were a professional bodybuilder, right? Someone really famous, right? Who was all in, and that's their total identity, to someone who was just really good at a local show. They did it for like 5 or 10 years, right? Do you really hear much about them? Do you see them around? What's their story? I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's the whole, one of the major points that I want to do with this podcast is that I never heard anything like that. Maybe it was out there. Maybe somebody was sharing their story. I don't know. Maybe I just wasn't open to it. You guys tell me, is there somebody out on the internet giving you this perspective? I didn't see it. You know, the only thing that I saw as I was kind of tailing down at the end of my bodybuilding, competitive bodybuilding career, is I'd be on the message board because, man, I'm all in, soaking up all the information. And I would see all the pictures of bodybuilders about what they're doing now or those. And you know what? Most of the time, they weren't complimentary. Either it was, wow, this guy's down on his luck, or now he's older and he's a personal trainer in a gym, or look how much his body has shrunk, right? Oh, look at that. Or, you know, especially, you know, with the steroids and drugs are concerned, however it be from the internet, you know, who are crazy passionate on the message boards when it comes to bodybuilding, how they just jumped on someone who was ill, or all the people who have died very young because of bodybuilding and training. So the entire life after bodybuilding and training, when I was totally into it, I had no positive role models of anybody who made a smooth transition into the other areas of their life. It was all, you know, negative. It was all criticizing, whether it was their physical body shrinking up and, oh, I never want to be like that, or they were a loser in life and, you know, all the, or their health. It was most of it, bodybuilders who moved on with their life, it was all negative, right? I don't know of too many that were positive. I mean, there's a couple now, if you look for them, noticed, you know, the bodybuilders, I think of like Lee Labrada, Rich Gasparri with their supplement companies, they look good, you know. But, you know, the thing is, that's their business, right? Is to look good, to be fit, they're selling supplements, right? So in addition to business, their business is fitness, right? So in some ways, you know, look, and I use this example all the time, if you were Brad Pitt and you got paid $20 million to be in a movie that was going to be, you know, around forever, right? And something like Troy, where you have to Fight Club, where you have to get in shape, you're going to be massively motivated and rewarded for staying in physical shape, right? Well, you know, so if fitness is part of your business, you know, or a big part of your business, you're more motivated. You know, I'm sort of in that position because I have a supplement company and I give away fitness knowledge. I think about it all the time. I think, look, I don't care how much I balance out my life. You know, I need to stay in shape. There's a certain physical presence that I must at the very least maintain, and I'm always working to do that. But really, the direction that I've gone in my life is personal development. It's helping people round out their lives. I hate the term life coach, right? Who needs a life coach? We're all living life. You know, a success coach, an accountability coach. I'm going to make sure you lock on and never forget your dreams coach, right? By weekly check-ins and adding perspective and objectivity. What's a name for that, right? What's a name for a guy who is another brain to focus on your life, who's all in? So every single week, we talk about your life, your challenges, your perspective. If you're having a challenge, did you think about this? Did you think about this? Hey, did you think about that? Adding objectivity and perspective so you realize there are four or five different options in life when you're challenged rather than one or two. And making you say out your goals, be accountable to your goals, to be ready for every session, to review every session. So, you know, 52 weeks a year of you, two people, you about your life, your goals, your emotions. Don't forget about it. I'm not going to let you even go 2 weeks without thinking about your life and what you're doing. That, you know, self-imposed extreme pressure. So when a year is done, you know you went all in and didn't let the time slip by, coach. That's what I am. What's a word for that? That's what I like to say that I am, right? And so that's where the majority of my energy goes, with a little bit of you know, health and fitness along with it, right? But again, getting back to these role models, who are they out there? Where are this source? I want to be that source for you as you're going through this journey through life and rounding things out. After your extreme dedication, I'm going to share a story with you. This journey, I hope that your journey to balance things out as you're getting older and you got to be more responsible for your family, produce more. Maybe, you know, you made bodybuilding and training such a priority that you don't even have a family, let alone are you really concentrating and giving to them and providing at the highest level. And my journey was challenging. And that's just, you know, I guess, my perspective, my way of explaining it. I mean, that's why I'm so passionate about this. I know that there's people like me, and it may not be a lot of people. I don't know. But if I can just ease up one person's pain, man, it would be worth everything that I've gone through. If you haven't already, check out my upcoming book. It's A Matter of Trust, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder. It's A Matter of Trust, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder. You can go to the website, itsamatteroftrust.com. Itsamatteroftrust.com. I have about 10 or 12 excerpts from this upcoming book. And I wonder if you can relate. If you can relate to those stories, then my experiences, this podcast can really help you out. So if you're new to listening to this podcast, you know, read about my life. Read about my story. If you can relate, you're having these challenges, you know, you'll see if I'm the guy who can help you out. But like I said, my journey was a lot more challenging than I ever expected. There wasn't a podcast like this to help guide me through. Again, all it was, I stuck into my world of passionate bodybuilding and training people. All I heard them say is discouraging things about former bodybuilders more than anything else, right? I went through this journey alone, and it was challenging. When I finished bodybuilding, I was so, at that point, I didn't even have as much appreciation as I do now for what I've done. I was just thinking, oh my God, I did so much focus and concentration. Look at these gigantic holes. What am I going to do? How am I going to, you know, what steps do I need to take to balance things out? And again, I very much underestimated the challenge ahead of me. And, you know, this particular podcast is more than just muscles podcast number 6. I want to talk about the mindset and actions that you'll need to put together your new and improved quote unquote balanced life. I want to just give you some things to think about, maybe some steps that I went through, because I didn't have anything like this. It was a, I underestimated the challenge in front of me. It took a lot longer than I thought, right? But I'll tell you, when I was done with bodybuilding and training, I was sick of it. I just wanted to just forget everything that I've done, right? But that was kind of hard because I've had, you know, so much of my life, my identity. I didn't really realize how much my body meant to me, even though, you know, you want to think you're more involved in that, but it was true. But even more than that, that was my way to earn money too. You know, I was an endorsed bodybuilder from a supplement company at the time. I sold e-books and DVDs sharing the information. I mean, how do you just leave that life, right? You got to make money. You got to go forward. You got to hang on to at least what makes you feel good. I'm going to just drop all of that and go cold turkey, start like just a regular guy. I mean, I knew that's what I wanted to do, and I went into the motivational speaking world. I went on the road with a motivational speaker who taught me that business and that whole mindset, and I immersed myself with quote-unquote regular people who, you know, they didn't know anything about health and fitness. They knew nothing about whatever I accomplished. They certainly weren't that extreme. Maybe they wanted to be healthy, but you know what they wanted more than anything was to improve their financial status or improve the quality of their relationships. Fitness is just all part of all that in the general public, and you guys know that. And man, I just went to that world. You know, I just wanted to totally escape bodybuilding. I was focused on all the pain and how it set me behind in my life, right? Which was very courageous, but you know, how do you really do that? I understand. And I see guys all the time. I see my contemporaries. They don't do that. They don't have the courage, whatever the reasons are, and they're holding on to this identity. And, you know, 40, 45, 50, you know. And again, you know, I don't know. I talk to, you know, some, but I can't say, I just want everybody to be happy. I mean, the goal in life is to do whatever it takes for you to be happy, and not just in the short term that feels good, but also in the long term. Right. And whatever that is for you, I want that for you. I don't want to impose my beliefs that and you should live my idea of happiness. I do not want that for you. Right. So I don't know. I don't know if they're genuinely happy like I hope for them. I don't know that. That's the thing about this. I mean, hopefully with the internet, as it evolves even more, you're going to hear more stories like mine that can prepare you for what's ahead. If you're in the trenches right now or you're like I was, it seemed to have lasted, you know, getting close to like, I don't know, 7-8 years, that transition, right? But I wanted to just reject it. Actually, it was interesting for me, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Now, I know Arnold Schwarzenegger in the bodybuilding training world is such an icon, such an idol. People just respect the hell out of him. I mean, someone is a 19-year-old bodybuilder, when they ask who is their inspiration, they'll say Arnold Schwarzenegger. Someone who stopped competing long before, you know, they even were born and has gone on to so many other things, obviously, right? Like movies, business, real estate, politics, right? Governor of California twice, and all of his ambitions in the future. You know, I was never one of those big Arnold guys. I was probably just like everybody else. I had Arnold's encyclopedia, but I was not one of those nut hugger Arnold guys. I mean, I didn't not like him, but I wasn't all in like some guys, like Arnold's a god. But I'll tell you, I really needed him. His inspiration really came to me, you know, like 8 or so years after I retired from competitive bodybuilding. I read his autobiography. And one thing I needed him, where he was my source of inspiration, and again, not for the muscles, was because someone so successful, how he embraced and integrated his stories, his analogies, the way he inspired other people, how he incorporated it into politics, his whole bodybuilding background, and how, you know, he embraced it and used it going forward. How he used his background to go forward was really an inspiration to me. And so, you know, that's why I do the things that I do, and I more willingly and enthusiastically embrace my past. And because of reading Arnold's autobiography back then, he was a great example to me. And again, in the more than just muscles category. All right. So during this podcast, I am going to talk about, you know, that mindset and actions that you'll need to put together your new and improved balanced life some things that I went through, what I observed from other people, right? So you can get on this process and maybe you'll think, wow, he thinks that way. That's what I'm going through. Because I'll tell you, just feeling that you're not alone, it's going to be massively helpful. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Skip LaCour's More Than Just Muscles podcast. So, you have your bodybuilding and training efforts going in the right direction. That's awesome. Are you now ready to take your entire life to the next level too? Sure, it takes a lot of focus and discipline to build a great body, but that's not going to automatically translate into an incredible overall life too, unless you have a clear-cut vision for exactly what you want for your life and an effective plan that you really believe in to make it happen. Maybe you've already realized this. Your body has improved dramatically. People compliment you all the time, but you still feel that there's something missing. What's your plan to become more than just a great body and create an amazing, balanced, overall quality of life that you can be proud of and confidently work toward? One-on-one peak performance coaching specialist Skip LaCour will help you channel all that your hard work, discipline, and abilities to become more than just muscles and help you build a life filled with confidence, passion, and purpose. You can have it all. Confidence in every social situation, wealth, opportunity, freedom, love, and connection, along with your impressive physical body and amazing health, when you know the strategies to put it all together and execute them on a continual basis. Go to SkipLaCourCoaching.com and see the different one-on-one life coaching plans Skip LaCour has to help you. Set up a free coaching session to see if this exclusive next-level one-on-one coaching program is right for you by sending Skip an email at Skip@SkipLaCourCoaching.com.
We are back with this More Than Just Muscles podcast. I am Skip LaCour, and during this podcast, we're going to talk about the mindset and actions that you'll need to put together your new and improve balanced life. You know, when we talk about the challenges of transitioning to a new way of thinking, the new way of taking action to create the life that you really want, you know, I just can't help but notice the social media and its impact on the way we think, right? You know, as I expand all areas of my life, you know, I love bodybuilding and training, right? I just have a different perspective of the whole thing, how it all adds up, how what the ingredients are. It's the way I prioritize it and how I put it in its place for the big picture of my life, right? But so my news feeds on Instagram, you know, on Facebook, Twitter, it is, I would say, still a good 90% crazy passionate. And I mean crazy, like, yeah, 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 you know, crazy intense, right? That's what I mean. I always want to qualify what that means to me, right? Crazy passionate, very extremely passionate, intense. I'm willing to do whatever it takes. This is who I am. This is what I'm all about. Bodybuilding, 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 training, the lifestyle. I embrace it. This is who I am, right? 90% of my newsfeed are these type of fitness professionals. And one thing I realized is that whether this is business or whether it's about life is that, man, in this society, nowadays, being extreme is the way to get the most attention. You know, just, I don't care what it is. You know, we can take fitness. I don't care what it is. If you are niched out, right? And what I mean by that is that you love this specific area of life, but it, not just this specific area of life, and you've mastered it, and you're passionate about it, you love to talk about it, but you love it. This specific area of this specific area of life. No, 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 no. You like this specific area of this specific area of this specific area of life, right? I mean, that it's so niche down, and you are the crazy passionate about it. There's 7 billion people on the planet. Like, that's all you live and breathe and think about it. You'd be surprised, out of the 7 billion people on the planet, how many people you can attract and be well known and get a lot of esteem, a lot of confidence, maybe even a lot of business from being so niche down. That's rewarded these days. right, in this society. So what do I mean by niche down? Like, okay, so we have bodybuilding and fitness, right? But then we have, male bodybuilding and fitness. Like you just are with men, right? Hell, you can even niche it down to your niche is guys who are under 25, right? Bodybuilding training. They're competitive bodybuilders, under 25 men. Competitive bodybuilders under 25, right? That's your particular niche. That's who you speak their language. You direct all your material for them. And then the nutrition, that's what you're known for, right? The nutrition, all your information is all geared to nutrition. So nutrition for men, who are under 25, who have that language, that mentality, and who are competitors, right? They're into bodybuilding contests, right? And then not just nutrition, you're all about science. You come from a total scientific angle. So you come from a total scientific angle of nutrition, and you cater that to competitive bodybuilders who are under 25, right? And so all you do is break down journals and you have a 2-hour podcast about protein intake, right? That's what's rewarded, or that's what seems to be reported in life. Crazy passion about this one particular area of life. And people get known for that, right? Now, obviously, it takes a lot of energy and effort to become the expert, to absorb so much knowledge about that niche. And if you're really good at it, you got to live it and breathe it, right? So they're living this life. Maybe that's your hero, whether you're into it that much or you just respect their level of passion. That's a way to go about life. They're loving every minute of it, and there's something so attractive about that. You know what I'm talking about, right? Again, I can't climb into their minds. You can't, I see a lot of guys who are like this, right? And they also, and I've talked about this on previous podcasts, they also give you life advice, right? They're 25 years old and they give you life advice, like how balanced their life is. Hey, my life is balanced. One thing to think about, if someone's always pushing something on you, then they're battling that, or they were battling it. That's why it's such a priority. Why do you think I'm getting up so early on a Saturday morning doing this podcast? Because it's something that I battled with, I worked on, I continue to work on, and it was painful. I've made breakthroughs. I've come out the other side. I continue to grow and flourish. That's why I'm talking about it. If it's something I just could magically do, I mean, what's the whole point of it? So, these guys are talking about balance. Now, here's the thing is when you're 25 years old, you have no real idea if you were really balanced until you have some time and distance. Like when they're 35 years old, right? Let's say 10 years from now, they can say, okay, I thought I was, right? Or I knew I wasn't, but what impact did it cause on the total quality of my life? And so they're preaching to you what the idea of balance is. So they're saying, well, they seem balanced. I see a picture of them and their wife, or they tell me they're balanced and, they eat a Pop-Tart every once in a while. So, yeah, right? But you can't do it on your end. But it's really attractive. This world seems like being crazy passionate about your niche is very well rewarded. And I'll tell you, is that as I think that, my whole message, I know it's only for a few. I think the best thing to do if you want to go into business, if you want to market, is just be extreme. Like there's no other option. Like this is just the only way to live. Don't even try to be balanced. That's the way to really get a hardcore following. And when I was in bodybuilding and training, it was no marketing plan. That's just the way I was, right? I talk about it, a couple years ago, how this really successful young business guy, I was in Toronto, and he had nothing to do with the event that I was there. I just was at a hotel, and I happened to meet. He goes, "You're Skip LaCour." He goes, "And now here's an intense, successful guy." And he said, "Hey, I bought some of your ebooks, and wow." I said, "This guy's intense." And if you knew the conversation this guy was talking about in business and the intricacies of business and I mean, that guy is intense about business, right? So for him to say my bodybuilding was intense, you know, but to me, that's just the way that I lived, right? It was no act, right? And it created a following, right? So as we go forward, we're talking about this more than just muscles whole thing. I understand, you know, it's so much more attractive not to be balanced and to be that hero and that one thing. I mean, just think about all the movie stars. They dedicate their life to their craft. I mean, there's, you know, I don't think that people really realize, you know, how amazing they are at what they do, right? Because we just watch movies and we just see usually only the good ones. Every once in a while, a bad actor will stick out, right? But it's so competitive, right? Everyone around the world wants to be this movie star. They made it to the top. They're in this movie, right? And I don't think, and so we're watching all these movies or all these TV shows. We don't realize what elite level they got up to, right? And then we watch in TMZ, right, how their lives are in trouble, how they're not balanced, how drugs and alcohol, they need to, you know, regulate their emotions, right? You know, extreme, it's very, you know, I want to go down doing what I love to do. And I get all that. And I understand, as I talk about in this podcast, the mindset and actions that you'll need to put together the new and improved balanced life. You know, this is one force. This is one force that you're going to have to come to terms with, even to go forward. Like I said, I mean, I'm looking at my news feed and I'm seeing, you know, there are people so crazy passionate. And again, crazy means really good, intense. You know, that's just their calling about bodybuilding training. And, you know, they double down. They say, I don't care about anything else. This is where I belong. This is what I do. If anybody tells you to do anything else, up there, this is who I am. And they'll even say, hey, this is how I regulate my emotions. This is the only place I feel comfortable. I don't want to be anywhere else. You know, I'm here because of all my pains and ills in the past. And, you know, I get all that, right? And they're heavily rewarded by people who are in the same pain as them or want to make the same escape from whatever they're talking about in their life. I get it. I mean, there are 7 billion people on the planet. When you are red hot on something, and it doesn't even matter what it is. When you are red hot on something, man, that drives emotion. That drives emotion. It gets likes, it gets shares, and then you even get more rewarded. And so as I'm talking about this balanced life approach, I know that this is not some something that is some internet marketing sensation angle. You know, I know that going in. This is an addition to everything I do because this is my sincere desire to help you overcome some of the challenges that I do. I'm not building my whole life and business, you know, around all this. This is an addition to what I'm doing. And I understand that when you're red hot, that's the best way to go about it. I do know that there are a lot of people out there who need this. And even though it's not going to get tons of likes, you know, part of this podcast, one thing that I want to evolve to is I want to have people call in, whether it's former bodybuilders. And I'll tell you, I talk to these guys. They know exactly what I'm talking about here. The question is, would they be willing to open up and share their experiences in an effort to help you understand what's ahead of you? I don't know about that. I know if I open this up to phone calls, who would be willing to share their story? It's a very personal thing. This isn't one of the things, yeah, that's what I feel, like shares and everything like that. I know in a lot of ways, I'm going on this journey alone, right? But I know it's touching your lives. I get the emails, and I know that whether I'm the first one talking about this, and, you know, again, business, internet marketing, one thing, if you know anything about it, they don't want you to come up with some new idea to be successful in business. They don't tell you, come up with some new idea, fill a hole that nobody's ever thought about. What they do is they have you, before you jump into it, do search words. What are people looking for? And feel the need that's already out there. Don't invent one, right? This is not a key search word. How do I balance my life after my extreme dedication to bodybuilding and training? Nobody's searching for that term. And I know that. And I know that this isn't the most popular or the most intelligent and efficient business decision. I just know that it's needed. And again, you know, my thing is, look, when you're ready to take your life to the next level and really focus on this, you can relate to my story and my experiences. you know, that's when I can help you one-on-one through coaching, right? If that happens or not, if this is enough for you, which really I don't know if just being inspired, just I think of one thing these podcasts will help you do, and that's just realize you're not alone. That someone maybe you respected, someone who's accomplished maybe more than you have or feels this way, then it's okay for you to feel that way. And that's a good thing, that you don't feel like you're some freak, right? But I just, you know, as I talk about that, man, I sit here and go, there are some fitness people that I totally disagree, not with their training methods, not with their extreme passion and their idea of what it takes to build a great body to be successful. I understand all that. I agree with all of those things, and hey, more power to them. What I really disagree with, and it almost makes me cringe, is that while they're in that deep pit, right, and they're getting rewarded, like, I've broken up with I don't like people either. People let me down all the time too. It's better just to concentrate on yourself and not let anything get in the way of your workout. That's me. I get that, you know, and they get all this. Yeah, like they're really feeling a need. But, man, as a leader, you got to be more responsible, right? But see, that's what they believe. There are people who are, you know, their challenges or whatever, how they're dealing with their challenges. They're doing the best job they can. And people are going through the same thing, and they're looking for their leadership and their guidance. They're admiring them because they got a great body. But I'll just tell you this is, I just don't believe they're going to feel that way 10 years from now. I just really don't. And they can't go back in time and say, hey, what I'm telling you. No. This is the way to look at it. That's what this is all about. But you got to be ready for it. But the point is I just disagree with their life advice. I think that they're helping people maybe get more muscles, you know, but hit a roadblock, same roadblock that I hit. That I've seen hundreds and hundreds of other people hit that roadblock. It's like bad advice. It's like a short-term solution. And this journey called life, it's going to hit you like a freight train. It's going to come. It's going to go by faster than you know it. You don't want big pockets of time where you're just treading water. And especially you don't want a situation where you think you're swimming upstream going towards this magnificent life if you've convinced yourself that, you know, like you're thinking you're doing that and all you're doing is treading water, if not sinking down. And I think they give a lot of advice like that. And I don't think it's because they are deceptive. I think that they're looking for perspective in their own life, and that's how they're dealing with it, and they're coming up with their solutions. It's just now that social media, they can say anything on a Facebook post, Instagram 15-second video, you know, a live Periscope chat or a live Facebook mentions, you know, they're going through their journey at the particular time. They may not believe that 10 years from now, but they led you down this path. I understand it all. And again, I don't think that people are coming from a bad place or being deceptive. I just don't think that's may help you in the long run. And I'm here to offer a different perspective. All right, we're going to take another quick break, and I want to get into the specific things I think you need to watch out for, even though, you know, I have given you a general overview of this mindset, that force you may be going up against. All right, so we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Skip LaCour's More Than Just Muscles podcast. This More Than Just Muscles podcast is brought to you by Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, the highest quality and most effective bodybuilding supplements and sports nutrition products on the market. Supreme. Clean. Mass Machine Nutrition. Check out the entire line at www.massmachinenutrition.com. Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition is also available at the world's number one online supplement store, bodybuilding.com.
We are back with this More Than Just Muscles podcast. I am Skip LaCour. All right, so let's get into the mindset and actions that you'll need to put together your new and improved balanced life after dedicating so much of your passion, time, energy, your identity into bodybuilding and fitness. And you enjoy all that, you embrace all that, just that you want to build upon all that. Well, first of all, like I said, I mentioned in the last segment, Man, you've been doing this a long time. There has to be a lot of reasons, positive reasons, why you've put yourself into such a position that you've prioritized so much thinking to be this way. I mean, for you to just throw it away, like, you know, I try to do, not very successful. Even if you want it to, it's like you're starting off. There's nothing good about it. You got to be a baby starting all over again. And then you have this, you know, I don't know. It's like being in a fight. Like, just, I don't like to use life in those type of analogies, a battle, a struggle, right? I don't think you should use those visual images in life. That's some battle, it's some struggle, because how fun is that going to be, right? I like to, you know, use it more like using fun yet challenging things like a game, right? So, I don't know. Let's use that. Let's use that. Let's keep it positive, right? So, you've got this game, right? And, you know, you're like everybody else. You know, you have slight ailments in your physical body for this game, right? And let's just say you had a kind of a bum knee, right? And let's say that this awesome knee brace, right? That's your, where you feel good. It's your comfort zone. It alleviates all the pains that you've suffered in your life. It's your go-to place to feel good. And that's bodybuilding fitness. That's your knee brace. You know, to go forward in this game, and you know you have your challenges, and man, there's that knee brace just sitting on the sidelines. That if you put it on, life would be so much easier. You'd play the game so much better. You don't want to ask yourself to play that game without the knee brace. Not only is it, you know, tougher, right? Your mind's distracted. I could just go back to this knee brace and life would be so much easier, right? That's what I try to do when I want it to just totally ditch the whole bodybuilding and training identity for a new, more empowering one, because I felt the pain, right? And it's how do you do that? How do you come up with a new platform, a new identity that incorporates everything that you had, right? But it's not everything, or it's disproportionate to, and it causes you imbalance in your life. How do you create that healthy blend? And, you know, I swung this way, and then I, you know, so that takes time, but you got to think about that. How are you going to do that? I use the Arnold Schwarzenegger example. He was a role model. Now, I'll tell you, role models are extremely important in everything you do in life. Role models are extremely important to know that you're not a freak, that all these thoughts that you're thinking, you're not alone in thinking them. And somebody has perspective and strategies to actually help you. Hopefully, that's my point. That's my purpose. That's my mission with this podcast. For, you know, an hour a week, you and I are just bros just talking. That's someone you can relate to as you go through it. Role models are so important. Find those for yourself. You know, get someone who's bald like you, a man like you, a woman like you, or whatever, a bald woman like you, whatever it may be. You know, the more you can identify with that role model, the better as you go through this journey. So, you know, these are things that we know, but I want you to actively adopt these steps to create this balance sooner rather than later, right? You may, again, with role models, you got to think of your tribe. You know, they say that we are no more than the average of the five people who we hang around most. And social media would be part of that. You know, if, you know, your role models and you check in with their blogs and their videos and their tips, it's somebody who's really, really extreme. And also they reinforce that, screw people. People don't matter. It's you. At the end of the day, it's you versus you. It's, you know, and all those type of things, you know, and you keep absorbing that, right? Adopting the belief that, you know what, me being comfortable and confident with me, but the quality of my life is the quality of people around me. There are people I can trust. There are people who I can love. There are people who can help me take my emotional journey and everything that comes with it. I can build a life if I learn how to trust in other people and I pick out quality people and I become the person that quality people want to hang around. I can have it all if I do that. You know, they're not preaching that kind of stuff. Right, so it's important who you keep your company. You may need to disconnect with people that you just identified with so much, right? I'll tell you, is that if someone wants to enter a contest and have crazy striated glutes, drug-free, and be a bodybuilding champion, right, or be so dedicated to the gym where you wake up and that's where you prioritize your energy first thing in the morning, you get on the bike, you read. I read my stuff step by step. I can help you do that, right? Could that guy also have the quality of life that I have now with business and contribution and creativity and freedom and family and love in a future along with my health and fitness? You know, could I have explained all that to you back then? Well, I certainly wasn't living it. If you aren't doing it, then you don't know it, right? So if you're following a fitness expert and they're single and they have that attitude about what comes first, that's fine if you really are committed to being single too and having the muscles like them. But if you want to be like them and you really want to have a family and love and connection too, you know, there's a role model out there for you that has more of the blend instead of you trying to pick and choose. Well, I'll put that out, because they don't know the combination of how to have the body that they have and have the life that you want, because they're not living it or having it. They tell you it's not important. It's not a good environment to be in. You are the average of the five people you hang around most. So remember that, not just in person, but especially on social media, who you absorb, right? Here's probably the biggest piece of advice I can give you as you go through this journey. And the great thing about this advice, you've already lived it. You teach it probably. And it's also true with every facet of your life when you get into it and you try to improve it. And what am I talking about is, you know, when you want to balance out your life, you want to get better at relationships or business, whatever it is that you have put not enough energy into, and now you realize it. Before you thought you did, but now you realize it, and you got to start concentrating that. Again, whether it's planning for your financial future, taking your business, if you're, you know, in any type of sales, let's say, and now you're putting more attention on to business and the fine points of business, where maybe, again, you thought you were a good salesperson, or you sold enough, or, you know, you thought you were good at your job, but now you're realizing that you didn't put that much priority. I mean, it's a whole new way of thinking, right? Relationships, again, learning how to trust. That's not only was that my experience, I see that a lot of times in this fitness world. So if you're lucky enough and you're into fitness and you have some loving, close relationship, and that's amazing, that's awesome, I'm happy for you. So I'm speaking to a lot of people that I see, you know, in our circles that don't, okay? So maybe you see those yourself, even if it doesn't apply to you. It's a new way of thinking. It's a new way of doing. Remember back when you first started training. Why were you successful? Why were you successful? How about this? Why don't we take a step back as you help other people with their health and fitness, their bodybuilding, right? What is their number one challenge? They're excited. They come into it. They ask you for advice, right? The number one challenge is they want to know everything, every single step, beginner steps, intermediate step, advanced steps. They want to absorb it all now, all of it, because if you're going to, you know, they're excited. They want to be the best. They want to be the best as soon as possible, right? You know that, right? But that attitude that they have to efficiently use all the energy in the right manner. They don't want any of it wasted, so to speak. And they're not going to really get going until they have every step lined out or all the information, because they don't want to waste time, right? And so they ask tons and tons and tons of questions. They get it from tons and tons of different sources. And what does that do? It just overwhelms them and they don't take any action, right? And that's why they're not successful. You know, I'll just tell you this, if you are one of those fitness experts, right? Sometimes we lead them to failure. And let me tell you why that is. It's because, you know, they come to us, we want to give them beginning strategies, want to give them intermediate strategies, we want to give them next level strategies so they can shorten the process, right? And if you were to give them a seminar, right, to a new person in bodybuilding and fitness, you would want to cram it with all these distinctions and all this value, right? If you're in bodybuilding and fitness and you're listening to a podcast like this, I know the people who I attract into my circles, you're a giver. You want to provide value to other people. And I would say that if you have a beginner, you pound them with information and next level knowledge. And that's, if you really think about it, that's more about you than it is about them, because you want to give them everything, right? But the truth of the matter, if you stepped into their shoes, you're setting them up for failure. Because If you think back to how it was for you, I mean, sure, you were hungry for knowledge and you took it all in, but really what got you in it is you were just willing to just jump in, and any bench press, any form, any amount was good enough. You just fell in love with the process, and you're okay with being imperfect. And you saw you were appreciative of every step along the way, and you didn't hurry up having to know more, more, more before you're ready. It was like, if I get more, good. I love where I am now. If I get more, good. I'm making progress. If I get more, I love it, right? But I love where I am too. Oh, more information. Good. I'm getting better. Oh, wow, this is good. You were so in love with the process, and you were feeling its benefits every step along the way, not always feeling angstful, like, I don't know enough. When will I ever have this down? That's what their challenge is, right? With bodybuilding and fitness, right? These young people who you help out are people, they don't have to be young, who you're helping out, right? Their challenge is wanting to know every step along the way, every detail, every source, every next level, because they want to start at a high level, and they don't do anything. And sometimes, again, you provided them with too much information. I'll tell you, your number one challenge, in my opinion, as you create this balanced life, is that you're going to take that approach. You know, here's the thing is that if you were a kid, if you were just starting your life over and you were like 18 years old, well, it's easy to not be good at relationships or business, right? Or your finances or whatever areas are important to you that you now realize are important, but you made bodybuilding and training your body and everything so important that you mastered that, that you're not young anymore. You're 25 years old. And, you know, I know what that feeling's like to be 25. You think you should have your life together. Or 30 years old, you should have your life together. 35, 40, 45. Look, I talk to guys a lot of different ages. And men, it's just a common feeling that we should have had it together 2 years ago. And we're way behind, you know, on our journey. Right? So it's tough to kind of go into it and just be okay with the whole process and grow. But you know what? That time that you were so focused and your priorities were in a disproportionate manner and energy given to bodybuilding and training, you can't have that time back. So if you're 35 years old, you're 35 years old and you got to learn about relationships because you haven't put that much emphasis on it. Or you got to start putting together your business plan and your financial future because you can't get that time back. I don't care. You're 35 years old. You have to accept the fact that you're going on the beginning of this journey. And you got to give yourself the same advice that you give these newbies with fitness. You got to just find out what works and be okay with it, knowing that there's higher steps, but you know you're progressing a little bit, right? And I'll give you an example of a couple stories where this comes up over and over and over again in life, too. So I was just talking to, it was a gentleman who I coached. He was 26 years old, and this guy does very, very well financially. Grosses about $100,000 a month. And, you know, I helped him with his goals, achieve the things that, you know, were important to him in life, kept him focused and accountable. We coached for a little over, you know, a year, and, you know, he first started on his journey with me by listening on a blog talk radio fitness show. And so, you know, listen to me talk every week, all of that, then he built this connection with me, got all my fitness material, took his fitness to the next level. And then that made him gravitate to the Manformation program, which is another area that he needed in his life. And so I helped him guide that. So that's usually kind of how they come to me. Hey, I want to really crank this up and I want this one-on-one coaching, right? And so, you know, he's so appreciative of what I've done for his life. He said, Skip, man, I want to help you get whatever you want in life, man. I owe you. And it's kind of a good feeling, a 26-year-old gentleman, right? And so, you know, where I am now with my business is I feel very comfortable about the quality and the presentation of the information that I give out. It's just that, you know, there's a business end of getting it to more ears or more eyeballs, right? And so, you know, it was, you know, social media ads, Facebook ads, right? And so, you know, he broke me, you know, here's a guy who makes $100,000 a month, right? And he took me through the basics. Okay, this is what you need to do first. He warned me, don't buy one of these courses, right, on Facebook ads. And I kind of thought, oh, yeah, I get it. You know, because It's kind of like if I bought a course from someone about Facebook ads, let's say, they would just chalk it full with hours and hours of information because they would want to earn the money that I invested. They want to give an outstanding value. But it's kind of what I said to you earlier. If I got all of that and I'm listening to, you know, 8 hours of a Facebook ads, it might be too intimidating for me to step in. He warned me against that. Look, these five steps, these are all you need to do. And just enjoy the process. It's kind of what I just said of how you give information to fitness people. And I went, wow, that's such powerful information. And it's something that I need to just keep on remembering, right? You know, it's interesting is, you know, back when I was 25 years old, I got my Series 7 stockbroker's license. And as I was going through the transition, you know, after bodybuilding, what I was now going to do with my life, you know, one of the stops or I revisited was, well, you know, let me sell financial planning. Right, I have this. I'm familiar with this area. I took that very challenging test to be, you know, certified in this particular area. So I have, you know, let me revisit that. And so I went to my financial planner, who's a good friend, and it was just interesting. It was like so overwhelming because see, I didn't see myself as a young guy. I needed to be at a high level for a person my age, like I've been doing it my whole life, like body, or so many years like bodybuilding. I wanted that level of proficiency now because this is the age I was. And I remember him telling me the same exact thing. He goes, look, it's like skip, it's like fitness. You got to start and everything. So this whole fitness analogy, it comes up over and over again in every area of your life that you want to master that you haven't mastered yet. You got to think that way, like you would tell that young person coming into fitness. And I realize, again, that comes up over and over and over again. So in addition to understanding the power of your environment, right? Who are you hanging around? Are they giving you the information that's going to get you the life that you really want? You got to choose that. That's one of these mindset and action tips to create that balanced life, that new and improved balanced life that you want, right? Really consider this environment, you know, also picking out exact role models to help you. And then a big tip is, again, understand that process. Be okay with, I don't care what age you are or how much you think you're behind, that you improve a little bit, little. Don't try to get everything or you're not going to do everything. I see guys feeling so frustrated in their place, they just want to gravitate back to what they know. They want to put on that knee brace, even though it's helped them in the short term, it prevented them to actually grow and improve in the long term. They ran back to it too much. And now they're 50 years old or even more, and they didn't put the effort in. They didn't have that courage to feel uncomfortable going forward, and they went back to what they know. So to prevent you from being tempted to do that, you got to be like that person getting into fitness, that advice you'd give them. And in all these areas of your life, business, finances, relationships, whatever you believe that you haven't put enough emphasis on, got to take it slowly. That's probably the best advice I can give you. It's going to be challenging, right? And then the last bit of advice is, look, coaching. And you know, I'm a coach. I help people with their life, right? That success coach, right? How I explained it before. I do it because it is so massively productive. It's so massively helpful. That's why I do it. Look, I'm a guy of passion. You can tell that in every podcast and everything I do, right? I'm not doing it because, hey, what should I do? I could do this for a living. Look, and my story is this. I'm sure I'm a lot like you if you've made it this far into this podcast. I am sure I'm a lot like you. Competent, determined, smart, hardworking, willing to do whatever it takes. As long as I know what I need to do, right? I'm willing to work as hard and do whatever it takes, right? And that's what I did. I absorbed all this information. I invested in information, generic information. And I, in my mind, said, okay, this is how I'm going to apply it to my life. I did that for years. Literally hundreds of thousands. Well, it probably made it into $100,000, right? That just investing and improving me, right? I don't want to exaggerate it too much, right? Because, you know, but it probably made it into over $100,000, right? Over time, right? I'm telling you, when I got the one-on-one coaching, when I started to realize I had someone to, you know, process this all, someone who could just keep me accountable to my dreams. To, you know, so if I said this, I can't go a month without thinking about it. To incorporate into my everyday thinking for a period of time. To give me objectivity and perspective. To when I felt I was backed in a corner with two different options in life. To make me see that there was 18 different options. Right? To make me think I'm not a freak. Right? You know, you can go ahead and do all this. And, you know, you can grind it out, or you can really shorten the process, you know, really have the energy and the perspective to be happy, right? To feel positive moving forward, right? To have that love and connection if that's what you want, right? To make more money, to whatever investment of time and energy and money that you invest in coaching, it's going to pay off in the long run. And that quality of life and your ability to make that money back, plus a lot more. I do it all the time with guys, right? I have guys who, you know, they're personal trainers. And, you know, again, the same type of thing, their body and fitness. You know, they're sometimes, you know, that's their business. Man, you know, they learn how to fish. They learn how to make money. They learn their power, their worth, right? And how their impact on other people. So they start getting what they're worth for once. And then they have this confidence to move forward. And it's not about money. You know, that's one thing I really break down with my one-on-one coaching, that you are not your money, but make as much money as you can to create options in your life. But you're not your money. They're two separate things, right? And sometimes we have this tendency, there's too much emotion tied in. And I know that I had that challenge too. But when you have that certainty, it's about changing your life and it's having more options, right? And you can hopefully trudge through and make it, or you can just shorten the process and get coaching, a mentor, right? And, you know, if you've connected with me, if this guy knows what he's talking about and you know I can help you, look, I encourage you, let's talk on the phone, because I can talk to you about your specific situation. We'll see if it's a good fit for both of us, if it's a good fit for me. If I can't help you, I've got plenty of people coming to me. I won't take on anyone who I don't really think it's a slam dunk. I can help them 1 out of 10. I just won't, because I can fill up my schedule with people who I do feel that way with and I really connect with, right? But, you know, I'm not going to take on unless I know I can help you. And you need to see if it's a good fit for you. I just think, you know, you can go on your journey, maybe feel better, create these plans or get some help and really speed up the process. So I really do believe that coaching. So, will definitely help you. And that's my personal experience. And I'm glad that I went one way, the way you're probably going, without help. And then I went and I, you know, that helps, right? And then I made the shift and I saw the dramatic difference. You know, one thing is I always say, I want my pain to be your gain. I know the way you're going. I know its benefits. I know its setbacks. You may not know the setbacks. The reason why I know the challenges that come with it is because I tried something else where you may haven't. If you really want to round out this life, you know, call me up. Send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. Whatever it is, you be determined to find a way to get a hold of me, and let's talk about that. I really think it will speed up this process. All right, guys. Thanks for joining me, making it this long, hearing me talk about it in your journey to become more than just muscles. All right, have a great day.
You're listening to Skip LaCour's More Than Just Muscles podcast.
Do you feel that you just can't get yourself motivated and disciplined enough to actually do the important things you know you must to reach those goals in life that you always say you want? Have you ever worked long and hard toward your ambitious goals, only to ask yourself, is this all there is once you've achieved them? If you can relate to these challenges, feelings, and emotions, then Skip LaCour's book, It's a Matter of Trust, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder, will give you the insight and perspective to finally understand the obstacles that stand in your way and prevent you from living the life you really want. It's a Matter of Trust, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder is Skip LaCour's very personal and revealing story about his journey to find the oftentimes elusive feeling of happiness in life that we're all looking for. In this book, the 6-time national champion drug-free bodybuilder, entrepreneur, and speaker shares with you the most powerful lessons that he's learned about life to make your experience the very best it can be. It's his sincere effort to make good on the promise he made to himself during his darkest days to make sure that the personal pain that he suffered doing everything he believed was right, and most importantly, exactly what he did to overcome that pain, empowers you with more direction, perspective, insight, love, and passion sooner rather than later. In the social media age, where it seems as though everyone is trying to present their lives to be a lot better than they really are, Skip LaCour makes sure he doesn't play that game, so he provides you with the clarity and direction you've been searching for. Everything that happens in your life can and will serve you in some way, shape, or form. It's just a matter of time until you realize it. It's a Matter of Trust, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder by Skip LaCour will help you realize this about your own life. This book could very well be the source of the inspiration and information that you need to finally take control over your life and find your personal path to happiness. To learn more about It's a Matter of Trust, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder by Skip LaCour, go to www.itsamatteroftrust.com.